Tattva Darshan, the appearance day of Sri Advaitacharya Mahavishnu. Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu is Mahavishnu himself, the first material cause of the universe. He is Vishnu Tattva and equal with Godhead. The spiritual eternal form of Vishnu is the beginning of all, yet he himself has no beginning. There is none with whom he has no mother and no father. He is self-manifested in expansion as a Purushavatar of Krishna. Yet he wanted to experience Vatsalya Ras, the affection of a parent, mother and father, and to develop and experience those sentiments of devotees in Vatsalya Ras. Although he is the father of all the jivas, as Mahavishnu, Advaitacharya appears as a son of his own devotee, Kubera Mishra. That was Advaita's father. So that by doing that, although he's the father, Mahavishnu is the father of every jiva, he appears to take birth from a jiva, although the jiva is an eternal associate, Nityasiddha. So the father of all becomes the son of another father. That's his lila, his fulfillment lila. He found his fulfillment in Gaur lila, as Krishna was fulfilled his desire to taste the happiness Radharani experiences by loving him and experience her Mahabhav. He was fulfilled Parishishta lila. So the father of all man appears as the son of his own devotee, Kubera Mishra, in a village near Salyet. His father was worshipping Lord Shiva and prayed to him for the boon to have Shiva as his son, so that Kubera Mishra was awarded to have Advaitacharya, who is also Sadashiva, appear as his son. He's a manifestation of not only Mahavishnu, but Sadashiva. Although he is Vishnu Tattva and one with the Lord, he personally engaged in devotional service of Vishnu. So he became the Acharya, the exemplary teacher of devotion. Although he was a householder, married to Mother Sita, and had several children like Achyuta, Nanda, and others, he was detached from the material world to teach people in general, especially Grihasthas, the difference between superficial and real detachment. He accepted Paramahamsa Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual guide, and by that, even though he's Sadashiva, Shiva Tattva, and he's Mahavishnu, Vishnu Tattva, God himself, he set the example for all humanity of the necessity to take a spiritual guide, and that spiritual guide should be a true Vaishnava, not just a functional fashion guru. Sri Advaitacharya had two other names, Mangal and Kamalaksha, auspicious and lotus-eyed one, whereas Lord Chaitanya, later when they met, he would finally call him Nara, N-A-D-A-R-U, Nara, 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 short for Narayan. After his parents died, Advaita went to Vrindavan under a banyan tree called Advaita Bhat on the banks of the Yamuna, engaged himself and started worshipping Sri Krishna, passing his time waiting for the appearance of Lord Gauranga. Then understanding that he was to take part in the Lord's pastimes, he left Vrindavan and settled in Shantipur. The people there built a house for him out of great honor and with great delight. Of course, at that time, he was now married in Shantipur before he was a renunciate, celibate, living in Vrindavan, and he returned as part of his Leela, and he married Sita Devi, the daughter of Nrisinga Baduri. She's considered a manifestation of Yoga Maya, and she became the consort of Advaitacharya. At that time, 80 years ago, in Navadvip Mandal and practically all of Bengal, there were hardly any Vaishnavas or devotees. Everyone was a Deva worshipper, a Chandi Durga worshipper, absorbed in Karmakanda and deeply ensconced in sense gratification. They were simply talking useless Gramyakata and enjoying their bodies and learning only for the sake of developing the pride and prestige of having knowledge. This is a great cause of grief for Advaitacharya. However, he found some solace by associating with Srivas Thakur and a few others in Nadia. And they spent their time studying Bhagavatam, worshipping the Lord, and performing Nam Sankirtan. Advaita Prabhu also had a house in Mayapur, near Srivas Thakur's house, and he was teaching his students there. He was an acharya, a teacher. Advaita was extremely soft-hearted and compassionate and felt great sympathetic for the wayward souls trapped in Maya, and he cried out loud, grieving over their miserable lives. His crying and praying and worshipping, actually he arranged for the auspicious appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So he worshipped a Shalagram form of Lord with Ganga and Tulsi and begged him and cried to him in great anguish, deeply roaring, which echoed through the universe, and begging the Lord to appear and save the day. At the very auspicious of Purnima and Phalgun Maina, Lord Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, the combined avatar of love and mercy and beauty, Radha and Krishna combined, Radha and Krishna Yugal. He's identical with Sri Krishna, the absolute personal Godhead. He appeared in Mayapur Dham, Sri Navadvip Dham, as the son of Satchidevi and Jagannath Mishra. At that time, Advaita was in Shantipur. Associating with Thakur Haridas. They spent the whole night dancing and chanting under the full moon in Nam Sankirtan. Advaitacharya kicked out all the obstacles blocking his path and practiced himself and preached vigorously pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti to Krishna. And he instilled devotional service in everyone. He eradicated all the false materialistic concepts and foolish beliefs of the masses of people, and started to preach the absolute truth. He offered the Shvetapatra with all beautiful opulent offerings after worshipping his ancestors to the Kyavana Haridas Thakur, explaining he was superior to millions of pseudo-brahmanas that were inhabiting Navadvip Mandal. He proclaimed that Haridas's bhakti was to the practice and truth sadachari. He was a real sadachari. For some time, Advaitacharya instructed the elder brother of Gaurasundara named Vishwarup. He taught him pure bhakti and Gita and Bhagavatam. Then finally, Vishwarup renounced the world. Finally, Gauranga started his Sankirtan movement. Advaitacharya was blissful beyond, experiencing boundless bliss. And at a very auspicious moment, he met Lord Gauranga. And Advaitacharya was, before he revealed himself to the Lord, he hid himself nearby in Nandanacharya's house. He took a sankalpa within himself. If my Lord comes here and discovers my hiding place, and he brings me to him, and he places his lotus feet on my head, then I will know that Gauranga is my lover, and truly he has appeared in the age of Kali. Somehow, Advaitacharya's sankalpa was fulfilled immediately, and Lord Gauranga came in a grand procession directly to Nandan's house. And then he prayed, when the Lord came, took him to his house at Mahaprabhu Bhavan, placed his feet on Advaitacharya's head. At this time, Advaita prayed for a boon. May those who are proud of their knowledge and wealth, birth, and may all those who are insignificant, humble, devoid of pride, no matter who they are, may they start singing the glories of Radha and Krishna's wonderful names. Gauranga said, Tatastu. The whole universe reverberated with joyful cheers. To attract the attention of the Lord and get chastised by the Lord to elicit his love and break down the bounds of awe and reverence that Gauranga was always showing for the senior, 50 years older in age, Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya began to preach Yoga Vasishta with the object of establishing the superiority of mukti over bhakti. Of course, he was hiding his devotion. Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur and showed his wrath and began to beat him. He was greatly happy and joyed over that, and wait to us. Soon, Gaurasundara renounced the world, became a sannyasi, and the first house he went to beg alms at was Advaitacharya in Shantipur. And then he went to Nilachalapuri. Advaitacharya wanted to follow him, but Gaurahari told him not to, and told him to stay in Bengal and preach the absolute truth, Krishna consciousness. Every year, Advaitacharya would meet the Lord in Puri during the Rath Yatra ceremony. They would spend 4 months together during Chaturmasya. Advaita invited Mahaprabhu for lunch. He was thinking, if the Lord comes alone today, I shall serve Gauranga to my heart's content without any anxiety. The Lord who fulfills the desires of his devotees came alone at noon, coincidentally. Immediately after his arrival, it began to rain heavily with hailstones. So none of the other devotees that usually accompany Gauranga and his entourage could make it to Advaitacharya's house. So Advaitacharya's wish was fulfilled that he had the opportunity to serve Mahaprabhu alone. And he did that with great delight to his heart's content. Mahaprabhu glorified Advaita and his wife's wonderful feast and cooking and service. Advaita replied, all my energy emanates from devotion to you, my Lord Gauranga. O Gaurasundara, may you give me this boon. O Lord Mahaprabhu, you will never leave me at any time. One day in Nilachala, Gauranga engaged in a playful conversation with Srivas Thakur. He said, Srivas, what kind of Vaishnava do you think Advaita is? Srivas said, Oh, the Acharya, Acharya Prabhu, he's like Shuka Muni and Prahlad Maharaj. On hearing this, Gauranga became very angry. And he gave a smart slap on the cheek of Srivas. What did you say, Srivas? Are you bold enough to compare Advaita to Shuka Muni and Prahlad? You uttered cruel words to my Nada. You aggrieve me very much. Saying this, Gauranga picked up a standing lamp and was about to beat Srivas. Somehow Advaitacharya was there in the same room at the time, and he instantly grabbed Mahaprabhu's hand and prayed to him to forgive Srivas. Thus Mahaprabhu's wrath was mitigated. Then Advaitacharya, for the elucidation of Srivas and everyone else, began to chant the Advaita Mahima. He said, don't you know that Shukadev Goswami Shukamuni and all others are simply his boys? They all took their birth after Advaita. This appearance of mine is for him alone, who begged me to come here. Who can know the extent of Advaita's glories? Then Srivas begged forgiveness and apology by falling at Mahaprabhu's feet, and he said, my Lord, O Prabhu, if you do not make it known, who can know the glory of Sri Advaita? Today, I and everyone else am benefited by your teachings. One time in Puri, after Rathiatra Kara Festival, Advaita worshipped Mahaprabhu with flowers and tulsi. And then returned, Mahaprabhu returned the worship and also honored Advaitacharya with the Mahaprasad of those flowers and tulsi that he offered to him. And he said this mantra, Yosi Sosi. That's very nice. He offered Advaitacharya. He did puja while chanting this mantra. Yosi Sosi. Yosi Sosi. Which means, whoever thou art, or you are what you are, and I am what I am. Advaitacharya fathered six sons named Sri Achyutananda, Sri Krishna, Sri Gopal, Balaram, Srup, and Jagadish. Among them all, only Sri Achyutananda was a genuine devotee of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Lord Gaurasundara appeared in this material world at the behest and prayers of the Advaitacharya, and once Gauranga's work was finished here, he left for his own abode. His associates also disappeared. At due moment, Sri Advaita Prabhu also departed from this material world. Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai. Teen Prabhu's ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.